A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
This is such a big issue, and it will be brewing through the holiday season. So we got to talk about why it is we're experiencing this supply chain shortage, Dave. And I got to the bottom of it, and it's more simplistic than I originally thought, but it's frustrating. I was in the store the other day looking for one thing. I needed one thing, and they were out of everything. Have you found yourself looking for something you can't find?
Yesterday, okay. I went and tried to purchase something for the first time ever. I've never purchased this thing. I've never thought that it was going to be a big deal. So
I'm so intrigued. What was it?
I went to the grocery store, and I wanted to buy fresh ginger root. Like, have you ever purchased ginger root?
Yes, I have.
All right, never in my life have I purchased ginger root. I always thought it looked freaky. It had no interest. But I had a recipe. I needed ginger root. They were out of ginger root. Like, they normally have miles of ginger root, but for some reason, out of ginger root. Guess what else they were out of? Brussels sprouts.
Oh, that one would hurt my soul.
How do you run out of those things?
Did you ask them why, or did you give up and go to the frozen food section and look for the little tiny frozen Brussels sprouts or the ginger in powder form?
Oh, if it's not fresh, I'm not interested.
Part of the problem is we as Americans like and live for more and more and more. That's part of the problem, Dave. Ginger root is in high demand.
Yeah, I want to know what psycho is out there buying up bushels full of ginger root.
There's a bigger issue behind that, and I'm going to get into it in just a moment. We're also going to talk about the things that are missing from shelves and when we can expect this to clear up. I think there's some good news on the horizon, but it's going to come after the Christmas holiday. So a lot of
After Christmas.
Yeah.
You're a monster.
I am a monster.
Why would you say that?
I went shopping.
Santa works year around.
I went shopping looking for that one random item I buy probably more frequently than I should, silk plants, fake plants. So I went to my favorite hobby store, and I walked in, and I was shocked. I don't even know how they're staying in business. I calculated that in the rows and rows and rows of fake greenery and fake roses flowers. And all the flowers, they were probably down 70%. 70% of the bins were totally empty. Now, I don't know if they get their shipments in on Tuesday, so I'm going to poke my head in that store again today on my way home. But I've never seen them. Never seen them. Not one day out of the week in the 30 years I've been shopping at this place run out of that. So, of course, my mind goes to it's a supply shortage. I just learned today, and this is a big part of the problem. Did you know, Dave, that the Port of Los Angeles is responsible for 40% of the shipments to the United States? And that place is in a traffic jam right now.
Oh, it is the traffic jam of traffic jams. Are they still lined up?
Yeah.
Like
it's a cluster.
Rush hour?
Yeah. You don't want to be a driver on a barge bringing in shipping containers at the Port of Los Angeles. So here's what companies are doing. They're port shopping. They're shopping all over the nation for places that they can bring their supplies in. Because here's the deal at the Port of Los Angeles. They don't have enough workers because we just had a pandemic and a lot of people aren't going back to work. Or if they are going back to work, they found different jobs because they just didn't like unloading shipping containers at the Port of Los Angeles. They have a worker shortage, too, on top of that. So they're struggling. They're struggling to unpack these containers.
Especially before the holidays. This is the busiest time. This is where everybody makes their money, is during the holidays.
I heard on Utah's Morning News that the downfall to this will be toys in the future because of shipping prices and the increase of what companies are paying. I want to compare it to this, Dave. You know how when you order an Amazon package and you can sort of wait for it to get there when it gets there?
Yeah.
Or you can expedite and pay a lot more for it and you need it that next day because it's somebody's birthday and you were procrastinating. That's what a lot of these companies are doing. They're paying more to get the items shipped in faster. That toy prices could double or triple by next year.
Wow.
Yeah, so... So
double or triple
yeah,
on
so
toys.
Children will not be getting toys next year. That's how I look at that. My kids aren't young enough anymore, but your kids might be. No toys for your children next year. You can't afford them. They will be double and triple the price. It won't make sense to you financially to buy them a toy.
Well, I can tell you this. We are, because we've seen this kind of coming for the last several weeks, after I heard Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News talking about all the supply chain issues, I told my wife that day, I'm like, we got to buy everything. We're buying all of Christmas. And we did. We purchased everything for Christmas. I mean, we've never been done in October, but we were done. I did notice an increase in price. What I noticed was a decrease in availability and options. So you could buy something in gray, but you couldn't get it in pink or orange or yellow or whatever. So it was... the same item, same price, but you had like one choice.
Well,
so that's what I noticed right now.
I'm glad you did that. I heard also this morning when I was listening to Tim Hughes on my way in on Utah's Morning News that it's probably going to be after the first of the year when the backlog gets caught up. It's a good thing you went out and started buying for Christmas. Now, I don't want to freak people out into going to buy for Christmas right now, because
no.
That'll happen.
Freak out, folks.
It'll be the toilet paper of 2020. Just tell your kids,
I can't
look,
find a toy.
You're getting cash this year. There's your out. You're getting cash this year. Okay.
A three-year-old would love nothing more than a crisp $5 bill.
I noticed it as well in Walmart while I was grocery shopping. I rarely grocery shop at Walmart just because of the distance. My closer grocery store is Smith's, so I'm there every day. But I went down to Walmart the other day, Dave, and there's one thing that I always buy at Walmart for my daughter who does not eat gluten. And that is Walmart makes their own brand or has their own brand of gluten-free Cheetos. And
You had me at Cheetos.
Well, it's their brand, so I don't know how you feel about that. But at 98 cents a bag, they're delicious for anybody,
yes.
Right? Because that, normal bag of Cheetos is a lot more. Sometimes you can get those gluten-free as well. But this is just an easy buy for me. They were out. And I started looking down the aisle. And I panic kind of set in. Because then I also noticed as I went to the next aisle, they were out of my peanut butter powder. I found it, top shelf. I was crawling up the top shelf. I didn't want anybody to spot me. I found the last two peanut butter powders in Walmart. But this isn't the only place that, you might not be able to find items. They're running out of coffee in some stores. Diapers are getting more difficult to come by.
Whoa.
Right.
Now that's crossing a line. You remember when we had a mask shortage and then everybody started producing masks? That's how it should be with diapers. That is something we cannot live without. There cannot be a diaper shortage.
I did cloth diapers.
Because that was the worst 3 months of your life before you switch back over.
Fish sticks, short supply.
Good. Good riddance. Good riddance, cardboard fish taste.
Heinz ketchup packets. I don't buy my ketchup in packets, but if you own a restaurant, that'd be a problem. I don't even want to say toilet paper, but that's on my
list, according to
USA Today.
Been there, done that.
Sour Patch Kids. Short supply. These are just a few things that people are having a hard time getting. Their coffee. Ooh.
Carbonated drinks.
I worry about us, getting in here first thing in the morning and we're running out of coffee. But
you without your coffee and me without a Diet Coke. Welcome to the show, guy.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.